Today, we celebrate the third Sunday of Lent, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. You see red on the priest, on the altar servers. The cross is on the tetrapod, the four-legged table here in the beginning, to remind us of the sacrifice that Christ made for us. However, some people may mistake the focus on the crucifixion and the cross with simple suffering. And it's not that. Byzantine iconography focuses what is going on inside the person, while Western art, especially the school of realism, tends to focus, for example, on the suffering of Jesus, the blood, the agony on the cross. I point your attention to our Plushinitcha, which is hanging here behind me on the wall. If you look at it carefully, the perspective from which the artist drew it is not what you would expect. We're not looking into the tomb at Jesus. We are inside the tomb, looking out at Jerusalem, at the three crosses on Calvary. And if you notice the placid expression on Jesus' face, the lack of blood, the lack of external depictions of his sufferings, this is the Byzantine attempt to focus on what is great about the crucifixion. And it is not about some guy from Nazareth being strong enough to withstand torture. Christian art is not about masochism or sadism. It's about a man who we believe is our God from Nazareth, who died on the cross for us, loved the people that were killing him because they were his brothers and sisters, and he loved the apostles who abandoned him because he cared about their salvation, and he refused to feed the flame of hatred, jealousy, and anger. This virtue of the cross that we are called to emulate is the ability to say to the world, I control my fate. You can do what you will to me. I won't stand around and wait for it. I'll do my best to get out of it. I don't want pain and I don't want suffering and I don't prefer to die in a horrible way. But no matter what comes at me in life or people do to me, my goal is not to prolong the circle of violence and anger in the world. Although for all of us, one of the first reactions to any kind of force or anger or manipulation is to fight back. We are called to fight, but in a different way. Because if anger and violence finds no fuel in your heart, it dies with you. If you take up your cross and follow Jesus, it's not about suffering, and it's not about great times. It's about no matter what comes, the pains and the pleasures of this world, which of themselves are neither good nor bad, that's how it happens, that you learn to be a good and a loving person, that in spite of everything, you add good things to the planet, you add good solutions to issues, not issues that destroy others, but ways and methods that create new opportunities and a new way to live this life. So when you look at the Plushinitcha and you're with Jesus in the tomb, see how peaceful his face is. When you look at the painting of the crucifixion in Byzantine iconography, you see how placid the face is and how the focus is not on the suffering, but on the love and the concern that is inside. That's what the gospel means when it says, take up your cross and follow me. Be strong enough to say, violence is an easy response and a very complicated action that pretends to be a solution. Thinking, forgiving, loving, finding a way is harder, but ultimately it's the only thing that gives us the possibility of finding a true solution. Take up your cross. When you're happy, carry your cross. When you're sad, carry your cross. When you're being hurt, carry your cross. No matter what the pain and what the pleasure is that comes to your life, look and see, how can I keep my heart sincere? How can I find a way to make the world better? This is what it means to take up your cross and follow Jesus. It's not about suffering. It's about living. Slava Isusu Christu.